joined by OABCIG coach Cindy Wilkie after the Falcons' 7-5 win at East Sac County. Nice start tonight for you, Cindy, as you score four runs, bat around in the first inning.
Yes, it was. We were very pleased with our start. I've been telling the girls that they need to get out, be ready to play, and tonight they proved that they could do that.
An 11-hit effort. And how about your right fielder, Taylor Young, our player of the game tonight, provided you some insurance in the seventh inning with a double. Looked like she had another run driven in, but called back there after a little bit of indecision, but has two doubles on the night, three RBIs. Good for her.
Yes, by far her best night of the season so far. She's just a junior, so we expect good things from her for the rest of the season and for next year.
Well, how about the play of your center fielder, too, Bree Henningsen, on the bases, that slide into second. Got a little dirty early in the game, really dirty, as a matter of fact.
Kind
of took a roll.
Yeah, she's a good aggressive center fielder for us, and, you know, I just like everything about her. She likes to, she doesn't mind getting dirty, and she wants to win. She wants to catch those balls, so I'm real happy for her.
Four-run first inning. East Sac got one back in the bottom half. You score two in the third. And in the middle innings, you really held East Sac in check as they got one in the third and one in the fourth inning. But they were really threatening in the third. Lexi Wilson got a hold of one, but a deep drive to left center tracked down by Presley Cranston. And then a single, but they didn't get anything out of that. And another hard hit ball by Kendall Herrig, but to center field. And Bree, who made an error earlier in the inning, atoned for that by getting out of trouble. Did a nice job of getting out of some jams with limited damage here tonight.
Yes, my outfielders have been working hard, and they definitely did a good job for us tonight.
Well, we talked before your game at Ridgeview, which you pulled out a one-run victory there. You said in your game the night before that just some mental miscues really cost you, but you were telling me earlier in the year you saw some nice things that the team had been doing, and getting your sixth win here tonight, I'm sure even since then, you've shown signs of what you've been capable of.
Yes. Now we just have to keep that effort going throughout the game and close. We've had several games that we've been up and the wheels have fallen off, and hopefully we're over that now and that's all behind us.
Well, if you can expand on that, what have been some of your stronger points? What are some things in areas of your game that you've liked as you've moved along?
Basically, you know, our seniors are showing good leadership, so we try to keep the mental errors to a minimum. And tonight was one of those nights where I think we only had two errors in the whole game,
yep.
So I was real pleased with that effort. And that's the key. If we can just make contact on the ball, and we've been hitting the ball. It just seems like some nights it's right to someone.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight we were hitting the gaps, and we were lucky tonight. So.
Well, you had 11 hits in the win tonight, second victory over East Sac County this season. OABCIG softball, they'll be at Kingsley Pearson tomorrow. Some words from Coach Cindy Wilkie here in the post game. Thanks for the time, Cindy. Congratulations.
Thank you.